Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
An update now on a story we've been reporting all week. If a deadline passes tonight at midnight, a huge arms deal, a $60 billion arms deal between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia will proceed. Adam Entes joins us, Wall Street Journal national security correspondent, who's in Lisbon, Portugal, where they're discussing all kinds of strategic issues as part of the NATO summit. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is the largest ever single U.S. arms sale, and I gather it's not necessarily motivated by some huge strategic concern about Saudi Arabia as much as it is part of the economics of the defense industry, which is in a recession just like a lot of other industries.
Well, it certainly is a factor, what's going on with the defense industry here in the United States. But a big factor here is Saudi Arabia being very concerned about Iran and about insecurity along its border with Yemen, and the U.S. trying to close ranks with the Saudis and sees them as strategic partners going forward.
And let's hold on the partnership part for a moment. How do these weapons help, say, on the border with Yemen, or help deter Iran from trying to do something in Saudi Arabia?
Well, I mean, the deal is cut into two parts. You have F-15s, which carry very very heavy 1,000-pound JDAM bombs, which are bunker busters. These could easily be used if there was a confrontation with Iran. It's mostly for, the U.S. would say it's mostly for deterrence purposes, but this could be used against Iran. Whereas the other half of the package is helicopters, and these are used to transport troops through mountainous areas, through desert areas, and could be used in particular along the Yemeni border, which is a big concern, a huge concern now for the Saudis, because they see rebels crossing from Yemen, the Houthi rebels, crossing over into their territory, and they are looking for assistance from the United States to help prevent further incursions.
Does it surprise you at all, Adam Entes of the Wall Street Journal, that there hasn't been objections? I remember in some of the initial large-scale arms deals between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, there were objections from either Israel directly or from pro-Israeli members of Congress who were concerned that a buildup in Saudi Arabia could potentially be a threat to Israel in some way.
Yeah, there's no question. It is the surprise of this that this package has had so little opposition in Congress, and that is due in large part because the Israeli government has been rather muted in its opposition to it. We really have seen the Israelis being rather quiet on it, and the lawmakers in Congress who are very supportive of Israel have been making more noise about it than the Israeli government has.
What's changed here? Is it the Saudi Arabia's involvement in the Palestinian peace talks and trying to use their clout with the Palestinian Authority, or what?
Well, I mean, a bigger factor is really that the Saudi Arabians and the Israelis see Iran mutually as their biggest threats. So there is a confluence of interests here. And plus, in the United States, you have a defense industry that's hurting and is looking for markets. So you combine those factors together and you can understand why lawmakers would not want to hold this up.
That's a great takeaway. I mean, the recession is certainly driving the industrial part of this, but this, Iran bringing Saudi Arabia and Israel together in this moment in history is also the other big driver. Adam Entes is Wall Street Journal national security correspondent talking about the $60 billion arms deal that, if there's no congressional objection, will proceed after midnight tonight. Adam, thanks so much.